All right.
Start whenever.
All right. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Bodycast. I am Josh, and this is my constant compatriot and my dear friend, Baljo.
Hey, everybody.
We got a couple interesting things to talk about today, including but not limited to games, as usual. More games. Oh, surprise there. And some music, and maybe some current events and whatever, you know, we feel like talking about. So, I guess, I could start off by saying that I've recently come back to console games. Mm. I spent a lot of time away.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that. You spent a lot of time away.
Yes.
But it's, it's understandable. Like, it's hard to break away from that addiction.
And the addiction he speaks of is World of Warcraft. I'll be honest. Like, when I got back into it, they just have made the game so easy for everyone to access now. It's like, you know, you have a character at 80, and you just get, free top, not like the top tier gear, but it's like, you can earn close to the best gear in the game just by running random easy dungeons, and it's like, I really don't know why I played it for so long, and it's gotten really old. I honestly mean that this time. All the other times, like, oh, it's getting old for me, because, I mean, honestly, I was doing the same thing over and over again, but at least there was some difficulty to the game, you know? Yeah. It's like, nowadays, it's like, here, I'll just give you everything you want for a little of your time. I understand that, you know, their player base is... I can't even say that it's shrinking. It's not. It's just, you know...
stagnating.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've known you for, what is it, 2 years now?
Yeah.
Close to it. And I've seen you go back to World of Warcraft at least 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
So, I mean... I don't know. I'll trust your word. But when you say that it might be your or it is your last time, you know, I gotta be a little bit cautious.
Yeah. Trust me, man. It's just finally done it for me. I mean, I really enjoy the story. I love it so much. In fact, they just released another book. It's called Stormrage. If anyone's familiar with Malfurion, Stormrage is actually my favorite character in the game, besides Kale. But I really love the lore. It's just very well written. Very well written.
Yeah, it is a good universe. I mean, I've been in the universe since Warcraft 1, really. And mm-hmm. I mean, I love Warcraft 2. Warcraft 3 was a bit of a letdown, and then after that my interest in the series kind of stopped, was waning. But yeah. I did like World of Warcraft when I played the crap out of it in beta, and then it came out, I bought it. And I bought like a 6 month or a year subscription to it. I played for about a month, and that was it. I never played again.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened.
I was actually ripped away from other games. Like, I originally played Final Fantasy 11. That's what I played.
All right.
Online.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone tried to get me away from that game. They're like, oh, come on, Josh, you gotta come play World of Warcraft with us, come on. And little did I know that it would take years of my life and,
right,
you know, I'd gain so much weight, which is gone, by the way.
You know,
but, you know,
I gotta say, like, there's a subset of society that'll play World of Warcraft. It's a pretty big subset, but yeah, it's still a subset of society. But there's an even smaller and even nerdier subset of society that'll play Final Fantasy Online. I gotta tell you, Josh.
What? I have played every, not like every online game, but like every major MMO. Like, I've played Lineage 2, mm-hmm. I've played Aeon, I've played Final Fantasy XI, I've played City of Heroes, I've played World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
I've played... oh, man, I know there's one I'm missing. I know there's one I'm missing. But I've pretty much played them all, man. And, I mean, every time I play one, it's like, oh, man, this one's different. You know, this one's different than the last one. It's just a Conan, Lord of the Rings. Try them all. Yeah. Warhammer?
The number of online one games, the number of MMOs I've played online, I could count on one hand. EVE Online.
I played EVE too.
I love EVE. I actually, you know what? That is the one game that I could consider going back to, because I love that game.
I got hooked on EVE when I was in a... It sounds like a drug. Yeah, man, I got hooked on EVE. I got hooked on EVE. My one college professor, he was my English professor, he ended up telling me about it, and he's like, try it out. I tried it. Loved it. But
yeah,
it's a
really deep game.
Mm-hmm.
That, City of Heroes, Lord of the Rings Online, World of Warcraft, and I think that's about it.
Yeah. I'm a real big junkie for those kind of games.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. It's not too bad. I mean, because the thing is, like, during those times, I wasn't spending money on all the new releases that were coming out. But, sure. But here's where it kind of equals out. See, after I stopped playing, I went and bought all the games that I missed out on. So,
yeah. Well, you needed something to fill up your time now that you weren't playing World of Warcraft.
Well, exactly. Well, I haven't bought anything just yet. I know that Heavy Rain is out now, and I'm really, really excited for it. My cash flow is anything, but it's kind of like, it's not a river.
Right.
It's more like a creek. It's whatever. It is what it is. But I won't be able to get Heavy Rain for a little bit, unfortunately. I'm very upset about it, but I am really excited for it. I love that game. I played the demo on how many times. It's just, it's a complete story-driven game, and that's what I love about it.
Right.
It's all story.
Right. Well, for what I've been playing recently, mostly I've got a big cache of old games that I haven't had the time to play, or I just saw it at a store for really cheap and I picked it up. So I think I was telling you that I've been playing Gun recently, which
yeah.
is an Xbox 360 launch title.
Yep.
Oh, wow. And it really shows. It's a bit rough around the edges, but it's actually a bit fun. You get to run around knifing dudes and shooting them with your pistol and stuff like that. And I've got the new Army of Two sequel still sitting in plastic. I've got to play that. Finished Mass Effect 2 recently. And, of course, I'm still powering my way through Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, of course. Well, all right, you know, first let me ask you, how did you like Mass Effect 2?
Actually, you know what? I'm glad I got a chance to talk about it, because, well, we haven't really had a chance. We haven't done a podcast in forever, but I love that game. This is coming from a person who was not a fan of the first one. The first one just didn't grab me. There were parts that were really frustrating, specifically tied to that vehicle, the Mako
yeah.
tank.
The Mako, yeah.
Really, really, really hated that. But, the story didn't really grab me. It wasn't as epic as everybody was claiming. It wasn't until the end of the game, maybe the last 2 hours of the game,
yeah.
where I kind of got into it. And, I don't know, for some reason, leading up to the release of Mass Effect 2, I was found myself getting more and more excited. Mostly because I just don't have an RPG to play anymore. I have played the crap out of Fallout 3. Like, I probably won't go back to that game because I've just played so much of it.
And I can't wait for the new one.
Me neither. Yeah, but we'll save that for later.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But yeah, so like mostly just because I didn't have a big epic game to play. So I thought,
maybe
this will fill the void.
What about Dragon Age?
See, the thing with Dragon Age is, you know, I wasn't as big a fan or as big into the Baldur's Gate and Neverwinter Nights kind of games.
Right, fair enough.
That BioWare subset of games, that specific
yeah.
kind of games. I wasn't really into that, so Dragon Age didn't really grab me, and I know it was a really good game, but it just didn't hold my attention for long enough, I guess. And
yeah.
The thing with Mass Effect is just that they improved everything. They improved the combat. The combat feels just like Gears of War.
Nice.
And it makes you really feel like, and just the way that it's combined with powers. I played a Vanguard, and they added
yeah.
a new special power to the Vanguard, which is called Charge.
Yeah.
And basically, you just teleport across the room to wherever your crosshair was,
yeah.
and you will just appear in front of your enemy and just punch them, and
that's
they'll go
awesome.
flying. And it's amazing. And it is really cool when you want to do like a flanking maneuver. And
right.
when you level that power up to its fullest, you either get the option, like, that's another thing, is that you can evolve powers. So basically, when you put your as many points as you can into that power, it gives you the choice. And usually the choice is basically either A, do more damage to a specific target, or B, do an area of effect damage. Mm-hmm. And what I did was the specific damage one, but there was a bonus to the specific damage one because it gave you like a couple of seconds of bullet time as you came out of the charge. So you could like hit the guy, he'd go flying, and you'd just pull your shotgun out and blast the other dudes.
That's pretty awesome. Look at you. What is this, like a 2D fighter game? Is that what's going on? String together combos, man? No,
It feels like it. I mean, because it really encourages you to combine biotic powers. So
right.
for you and a team member to use your biotic power at the same time, like push and pull, it'll just explode yep. a guy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Or like slam and pull. Like I didn't really get to experiment with a lot of them, but like it is pretty cool. Like sometimes they'll just explode. Sometimes they'll just go flying like off into the distance. It's pretty awesome.
Well,
but yeah, I can't sing I can't sing enough praises for that game. I mean, it came out in the first 2 weeks of the year, or the first 3 weeks of the year, and it is an absolute contender for game of the year. It was brilliant.
If only all sequels were that good.
BioWare really put the
BioShock in, so. 2.
Oh, really?
That's you. Anyway,
wait, who got BioShock 2?
Yeah, I've dabbled.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I
don't even want to go there.
Yeah, I might save it as a rental or like a summer purchase.
That honestly, that would probably serve you best. Yeah, that's seriously what it. I honestly, that's what it is. A summer game.
Yeah.
Perfect. If you got some time, go for it.
Because everything I heard was that, I mean, the gameplay was improved. The controls.
The most important part, the story. The
story was bad. Right?
Yeah. So it was just a letdown, is what it was.
Right.
But whatever. Anyway, I'm going to move on to Modern Warfare 2 and how I'm annoyed with that game.
Okay.
So not really that game, but I'm annoyed with the online play as usual.
Sure.
It's just it seriously. Whenever I start up and I'm playing online, it's like seriously, what is going to piss me off now? And it's just this game has so many glitches and everything. It really turns me off. It really does. It's right. like these kids aren't beating me fair and square.
Yeah.
They, they have to pull some ninja crap and everything like that. It goes back to like Gears of War, the original Gears of War, when dude would mess with his router and kill everybody.
Yeah.
You just explode, die, and be like, what the hell just happened,
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just the game's getting really glitchy, and something happened today that really set me off. This guy sent me a message and was like, hey, I had played with him like the night before or something. He's like, hey, just letting everyone know we're starting up a 10th prestige run through. The payment is 1,600 credits or a month of Xbox Live. You pay for a month of their Xbox Live.
Okay.
And they will run you through, or just power you up to 10th prestige or something like that. And I'm like, really? Are you kidding me? Like, kids are is it that important? And it's like, I'll sit here and be like, look, you turn and look at me and give me crap because I play a game like World of Warcraft.
Right.
Yet you are essentially doing the exact same thing in Modern Warfare. Like,
Except I get to shoot people while I'm doing it.
Well, see, that's the thing, because with this game, it's like, oh, well, I can be an action hero. That's what I want to be. I want to be the hero, I don't know.
But the thing is that, I'm not really playing to... I mean, obviously, I'm not playing to further any kind of story, because there is no story in multiplayer. Generally,
yeah.
I just play for fun, really. And I will play if there's other people online that are playing the game, so...
The biggest thing that I've noticed is the reason why I play it is because, and this is why the reason I play console games, I am playing console games over MMOs right now, is that the way my lifestyle is right now, it's like I don't have the time to dedicate. You know, with console games, I can just play it, I can turn it off and just walk out the door, like. Yeah. And it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
The only big deal I get is from you guys giving me crap when I leave.
Yeah, that but happens.
It's expected. But you know, it's just going through this great game. Modern Warfare 2 is amazing, but it's like you need to fix it. You need to fix it.
Well,
it's not that hard.
I agree with like the glitches, but the thing is that like this is one of the. This was the biggest release of all time, and it is probably the most played game on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you are going to have people that are actively looking out through the code, breaking it, and ruining it for everybody else. But the good thing is that we live in the age of YouTube, where people will automatically go and upload their greatest hacks or whatever to YouTube, and obviously the people who work at Infinity Ward and Activision are just scouring the net to find out what the latest hacks are. So they can find out. And I mean, they're not very quick on the uptake of uploading their patches, or at least not on Xbox they are. On PS3 and PC it's less of a certification process. Microsoft always slows things down.
Yeah.
I mean, we're always a week late with the patches, but at least they're trying. I mean, I am kind of pissed that it took them so long to remove a lot of the problems. Like the care package glitch, come on. That was there from the start of the game, and they only released it about 2 weeks ago.
No, it was just last week.
Or last week, okay, yeah, last week.
It was just last week.
And, I mean, the dual shotguns, come on.
Oh, like that, man.
That was a no-brainer. That actually, to be honest, I love the multiplayer in that game, and I can even live with the noob tubes and everything.
But yeah.
Adding the double shotguns, I love the fact that you guys are paying your homage to Terminator 2 and everything, but really, that didn't need to be in multiplayer. That really didn't need to be in multiplayer.
Well, I mean, you know that they have reduced all the range and everything on those guns.
But it's like a really cheap weapon, and it's kind of frustrating when you put several shots into a guy, and all he has to do is turn around and pull both of his triggers, and you're dead.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I get it. But I mean, with anything, we start getting into the perfect game, which just won't happen.
Exactly,
so.
And
I mean, you know,
like I
said, it's those imperfections that kind of keep us coming back. Like, you know, hey, if I can beat that kid while he's doing that shit,
makes you feel better, And like I said, it was such a huge release, so, I mean, there are going to be people that are just actively trying to break the game and ruin it for everybody else. And
well, yeah. The thing about that is, okay, and this is the point I was going to make about an MMO versus this. You know, we're paying $15 a month to play like a game like World of Warcraft. And, I mean, it's like, but here's the thing. They fix things in a relatively quick manner. And when I had heard that they were going to start charging people to play Modern Warfare 2 online, I was about to freak out. It's like, okay, here's the thing. If you're going to make us pay to play this, you're going to have to come up with updates a little bit quicker. We saw, you know, with WoW, we saw hot fixes all the time.
Yeah.
Like, all the time. And it's like, you're going to have to, Infinity Ward is going to have to stay on top of this.
Yeah.
If just once it doesn't, that's it. Like, it'll be enough to set me up.
But the thing is, we can talk about that at length as well. But, I mean, I doubt that'll happen. I mean, for one, Microsoft would not let it happen.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's just that CEO, what's that guy's name, Bobby Kotick or something, of Activision. He is an absolute asshole, and he is the enemy of all gamers. But, yeah, I mean, I love Modern Warfare 2. I have played a lot of that game, and I have not played as much as some of my friends have played, but... And I'll continue to play it. I have no intention of ever trading that game in. I kept Call of Duty 4 right... Like, I still have it. I still have my copy. And, I have no intention of ever trading that game in. So, I'll keep playing. But well, yeah, like you said, there are a couple of things I wish they'd fix.
There's going to be... I always just spread my time out now. You know, if I get too mad, I just go on to something else. Like, but, you know, I'm really excited. Final Fantasy.
Yeah, the new release in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I'll be getting it. I haven't decided whether or not I want it for the PlayStation 3. I have it reserved for the PS3, but I might want to change to the Xbox so I can get the achievements.
Achievements.
But other than that, I mean, I'm really excited for it. I'm really hoping, and as sad as this may sound, but I'm really hoping for, like, some sort of love story in this one.
Okay.
There hasn't been one, you know, for at least for a little bit, and it's like I'm missing out because they always have some decently crafted, powerful story for me, and whatever. But I can't wait for it. I'm really excited. I love the battle system, the way it looks. It's really, really smooth. It's really nice. Of course, I won't know until, you know, I actually play the game. But yeah. I know you are not a fan of Final Fantasy.
Well, I mean, you know, when it comes to JRPGs, I try to keep my opinion kind of out of the way, mostly because it gets me in trouble, and I'll straight up come and say it. I don't like them, but I will not actively flame them here, just for the sake of peace or whatever.
Look, I will agree with you on certain points. It's an oversaturated market, like big time. And they all kind of run the same gamut. They're all the same deal.
Yeah.
But honestly, to me, Final Fantasy it's in a completely different class than any other. Because honestly, it's the one who started it.
True.
I don't know. I love the entire series.
Yeah.
Well, the only game
I can
that
see
really
how people have, but I mean, I just honestly. I can count, like, the minutes that I've played a Final Fantasy game, and for me, it's just Western RPGs all the way. I mean, that's where all my love lies with those games.
Yeah, no, the thing is, like, I'm a big RPG guy.
Yeah.
Like, that's my favorite kind of game, and, you know, I get, at one point, I was so deprived of them, like, of a decent one, that I sat there with my Xbox having, like, Modern Warfare 2, or not Modern Warfare 2, I had Modern Warfare, I had Fear, I had Gears of War, pretty much any shooter. Even, and the thing is, like, I had Mass Effect, but even that felt like a shooter to me.
Yeah.
Like, I was just looking for a standard. I mean, it got to the point where I was just getting these really all right RPGs. Like, I just went back and got, you know, I got Blue Dragon, which I actually did enjoy. Some of my favorite art styles from that. I really like, kind of like the semi-cel-shaded deal. Like, it was a smooth animation versus kind of like the realistic. It was more like a cartoon almost.
Right.
And I really enjoy that stuff. You know, Heavy Rain came out, and I am obsessed with Noir,
yeah,
right? If I said it correctly, thank
Noir.
God. I absolutely love that stuff. Like,
yeah.
The Animatrix has, I think it's called a detective story.
That is a great short.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you, I don't really like anime, but I really love The Animatrix. And that one that you mentioned, a detective story, that is really good.
Yeah, it's my favorite one from that. And speaking of which, you know, they have that Halo Legends thing out, and it's got, like, the same deal going on. It's like the Animatrix of Halo.
I saw it at our local electronics store for sale. I didn't pick it up.
Actually, I probably will rent it because, like I said, I'm a big, I'm really big into animation. It's what I'm going to school for, so. But anyway, just, you know, I've been waiting for a good RPG, and an old style, you know? I'm excited. I really am.
Yeah. I think the only thing that's kind of detracting from Heavy Rain for me is just everything seems a bit too It's hard to explain, but everything that I've seen from videos just take away from the whole experience for me. I haven't played the demo yet, and I promised somebody that I will play the demo before I really start judging it very harshly. But it's just there's certain things in it that are that totally take it away from me. Like, for one, okay, I can actually give you a specific example. The video that I was watching was of the demo, and it showed that that detective, the private detective.
In the car? Was it the car scene?
I don't remember. No, he wasn't in the car. He was in the alleyway. And he's trying to sneak behind this dumpster, right?
Oh, yes. That's actually the tutorial video.
Yeah, okay. So, like, basically, okay, it's a tutorial, but I'm not sure what would have happened if it was during the real game that he, if he had not done this correctly. I'm assuming the same kind of thing would have happened. But he didn't, the person doing the game didn't do the quick time event correctly. So he's halfway behind the dumpster, and he's almost out the other side, and because he did it incorrectly, the guy backs out, and he has to do it again. Now, that just doesn't seem so fluid to me. That doesn't seem like it would be kind of like a real-life thing. I assume that if he had done it incorrectly, something would have happened, like he hits his stomach on the dumpster, and he hurts himself, or something like that. But it just seemed like that kind of God of War thing, you know how like... you know how in God of War, when a quick time event comes up and you do something wrong, then you just have to start it over. Like the ogre will smash you aside, and then you got to start it over again. So, I mean, this—it seemed like that kind of thing, that old school kind of quick time events that really don't look that great.
The thing is, I agree with you, which is really surprising because I never. Well, I'll tell you what—I never thought of it that way. You have a very, very valid point, and I mean. I didn't fail any of them when I was, I failed one going up in the demo when you have to climb up to the very, well, you can climb up to the top of the road, from the crime scene and you can slip on the mud, but all you do is when you slip on the mud, you just slip back down and you get a little bit mud, you know, you get a little muddy. I mean, if something like that happened in real life, you'd probably slide all the way back down instead of, and, but you got to think, okay. What kind of age are we living in right now? It's more or less like I think maybe that if they were to add that, what you're talking about, like I guess the dumpster scene wouldn't be too bad. Like he does something because, I mean, I've done that before. You try to get by a small space, you mess up, hit your stomach, or you end up scratching something. It always works that way. But think about how much stuff they would have had to add, like if he would fall down that hill of mud, he'd slide all the way back down. People would get frustrated. They'd be like, well, you know, you just have to do these endless button combinations, and then you mess up. And I mean, that's what it gets to. But it's
that game's already boring enough. The scene that you're talking about is kind of the opposite of what I'm talking about. Actually, what you're talking about is kind of what I want from it.
Okay.
Because he just slips, and that's it. Like, you did it incorrectly, and he kind of slipped, but he kind of went on with his business. Whereas with this specific scene with the dumpster, he was almost out from behind the dumpster. He failed the quick time event. He came back from where he came in from, and he backed out, and you had to start over again. And, I mean, that seems so kind of unreal, and then it just made it seem like a video game again.
I see exactly what you're talking about now. Okay, I thought you were looking for something like to happen at the end because he messed up. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
If he did mess up, like something could have happened where he just like I don't know, he scratches his arm or something like that. It's a minor kind of misstep, so he doesn't deserve to like you know some guy just jumps out of the dumpster and then shoots him in the head or something. I mean that's not going to happen. But you know he's almost out of the way of the dumpster and he fails the quick time event. Okay, he scratches his arm. And, that hurt a bit. It's not like you failed the quick time event, now you completely forgot how to exit this area. You have to back out again and start it over like an infant. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, I can see the value. I can definitely see the value in the game and why people would be really interested. But right now, it's not for me. I might play it later. But not at the moment.
No, I get what you're saying. And the thing is, I'm kind of happy that I don't own it right now because I think that will be my summer game.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, as of right now, I don't really have a lot of time to dedicate to something like that. Which, you know, in certain points, it's kind of good to have games where you can get through kind of quickly and everything like that, because for people like me, we don't really have a lot of time, and you got to get your point across and everything like that.
Yeah.
But I definitely like a game with some substance.
Yeah. And, I mean, speaking of noir, it turns out that L.A. Noir...
LA, yeah, I was just going to talk about that.
I mean,
yeah.
That is actually going to be coming out this year, which is
yep.
pretty amazing, since we don't know anything about it.
I know. Other than what I've read in Game Informer and stuff like that, I'm really excited. Just because it's noir, like... I know.
I love that. I love that setting. And, I mean, that just looks like Chinatown, the game. And
yeah.
I'm down with that.
So am I. I can't wait. Cannot wait.
Yeah. And what else? We got Splinter Cell Conviction coming up in a couple of months.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to that.
So am I.
Kind of a return to, like, just the fun that was Splinter Cell.
Yeah.
What else we got? I don't think you're interested in it, but I really am. Napoleon Total War is coming out pretty soon.
Not so much.
Yeah, I'm big into the Total War genre, the Total War series, and, you know, the RTS genre.
New Vegas,
obviously, in August.
Mm-hmm.
Really hyped for that. Halo Reach right after that. I mean, you know what? I am actually excited for a Halo game. I will say it. I mean, that looks actually good. That looks really good.
Hey, when I saw the, you know, you were saying the other day that it honestly just looks like it's, well, all right, not Halo Reach, but all the games are starting to run together, at least for, you know, they're running together for me. It's like everything looks the same. It's kind of recycled, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, just because the gameplay itself is kind of stuck in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Up until ODST, which came out last year.
Yeah.
And the gameplay has not changed at all. And, I mean, I kind of want them to change it up. So they added sprinting in the new one, which is kind of cool. Well, I mean, about time.
$5. They put it on the left stick.
Yeah, they should. You know what? Every console shooter should follow Call of Duty's control scheme. In my opinion, I think.
Oh yeah.
Honestly, I think Borderlands would not have been the success it was if it had a different control scheme than it did the Call of Duty 4 one.
Oh yeah, I was just thinking that today. Actually,
today. You know that the guy who made it, Randy Pitchford, the CEO of Gearbox, know that he said. I mean, you know that he was thinking the controls have to be exactly the same as they are in Call of Duty, and they are.
Yep.
They exactly are, other than replace special grenade with special ability. That's it.
Yep. Yeah, it's. I love that game. It's really good. Surprise! It's a very like a big surprise hit.
Yeah, and I'm definitely going to be downloading all the DLC, and I really, really, really want to go through that game again.
Yep.
Well, I mean, I should say again, I haven't finished it yet.
But so yeah, I mean, we got a lot of good stuff coming out.
Yeah, and I mean, well, talking to like Halo Reach, I don't really want to run along with this, but I really hope that they add in aiming down the sight with the guns. I think that...
Oh, irons. You know how big of a change that would be, though?
But I think that's something they need to go with. I think that's something that all games need to go with. I think that's one of the reasons why Half-Life 2 and its episodes feel so archaic, is because just like Halo, the gameplay and the gunplay is stuck in the early 2000s. And Call of Duty has moved us all past that. And I think the change is needed now. I honestly do.
Makes sense. Yeah. I can see that. I don't think you can change Half-Life, though. Like, that's just... No matter what happens, I really love Half-Life.
Yeah, but, like, I'm hoping that... Okay, you know what? For Episode 3, if Episode 3 even ever comes out...
Ever comes out, yeah.
You know, okay, keep it the same, because it's the Source Engine. But if you are going to be making a Half-Life 3... Give up on the Source Engine, because you've gotten a lot of mileage out of it already, Valve. Like, you have made a lot of games with that. It looks good. I'll give you that. Like, I fired up Left 4 Dead on my laptop the other day, and that is still a good-looking game. The first one.
Yeah.
And I haven't played the second one, but I imagine it looks just as good. And, I mean, they've got a lot of mileage out of that engine, but I think it's time they went, you know, started to work on a new one.
Well, when's the last? What's the newest one we've seen? What's the newest engine we've seen?
For who?
For any game.
Probably CryEngine 3, which is another game I want to talk about. Crysis 2.
Crysis 2.
This year.
Yeah.
Coming to consoles as well. I mean, and it's going to be based in New York. I mean, that's like my dream. I have loved Crysis, but they're moving it to New York. I can tear the shit out of New York. Yes, please.
Hey. Yeah. You watch yourself, Canadian.
But yeah, I mean this is exactly what I wanted with a Crysis game to be moved into an urban environment.
Yeah. But, yeah. I haven't been able to play Crysis. I don't have a supercomputer. Mm-hmm. So, I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I mean, moving to the consoles, you don't really need to worry about the story. It's aliens and North Koreans. Those are the people you got to kill.
Yep. No, I've read up on it.
Yeah. So, I think that's the newest engine. Other than, I don't think Halo Reach is on a new engine. It's more of like a super optimized engine, like a version of the older engine.
Yeah, I think it's just revamped. I don't think there's anything new. I'm really interested. I'm really interested in like the physics engines. Like those are really what I look at.
Yeah.
I love me some ragdoll physics.
True. You should have played Red Faction Guerrilla.
You know, I had been a big fan of the Red Faction series.
Yeah.
Since way back in the day. It's actually, I remember because you could play multiplayer on a console without being online. So I used to put bots in there and just go hog wild.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did not get a chance to play Guerrilla at all. I haven't played it yet.
I have it on PC, and the physics in that is just a lot of fun. I mean, it's even got a multiplayer mode where the aim is just to destroy as much shit as possible.
Yeah.
And so, like, you're being very strategic about it, like, shooting out support beams to bring down buildings and stuff. It's really fun.
I'll have to check it out. That's something I'll have to check out really soon. Yeah. But,
actually, did you buy Darksiders?
Yes, I did. I bought Darksiders. I have it. Did
you buy it on release?
Yep. Got it on release, and I got the special edition because I'm a junkie for comic books.
There's a code. Wow, I can't believe this is really fortuitous. There's a code inside your box that it will, and I think for $5 for shipping and handling, THQ will send you a free copy of Red Faction.
No way. I'm looking this up right now.
Yeah,
Hang on.
I swear to God, I saw it there. And I would have told Aaron to do it, but it's for U.S. residents only.
Hang on. Save this code, do not discard. Maybe this is it.
Yeah, that's it. It doesn't actually tell you what the code is for, right?
Yeah, hang on. I'm going to go to it right now. I go to Darksiders.com here. Look at that. Asking my birth date. Come on. You got to be messing with me. No way.
No, I'm not messing with you.
You know, the thing is, like, I was wondering what this was. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, because it doesn't actually tell you what the code is for, right?
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It just has a picture of War and Ruin, his horse.
Okay.
Is this have you noticed? Is that it? Oh no, here it is. What is this code? The opening cinematic for that game is unbelievable, by the way. I don't know.
For Darksiders?
Yeah, for Darksiders.
I haven't actually seen it. I only saw I played 5 minutes myself at Aaron's house and then and that was it.
Yeah, it was absolutely.
I'll have to look it up on YouTube later.
What is this? Okay, answering. What? Oh, you are absolutely right. Okay, hang on a second. I don't know where I. Hang on, I don't even know where I need to turn this thing in or what I need to do here.
All right, how about we do this later? Just so
yes.
So that
I'm excited. Sorry, I'm excited because I'm going to get it for like.
So that our two listeners aren't very bored.
Yes, sorry, so listen to everyone. Anyways,
That's a really big coincidence that you didn't know about that. I actually saw a couple of articles about it that you could just redeem that code and then they'd send you a copy. I think you just have to pay for shipping and handling, but they'll send you a copy.
Yeah, I got to do it quick. It ends March 7th, so.
Well, that's a couple of weeks away. Yeah, pretty sweet. Lucky you.
Yeah, wow.
All right, I think nothing else for 2010.
That's coming out.
Yeah,
definitely. Music wise, man, you got a new Jamiroquai album dropping. I don't know if you listen to Jamiroquai.
I don't
love them.
I don't, but Jeb is constantly berating me for not listening to Jamiroquai.
They are fantastic.
Okay,
fantastic. And new Coheed and Cambria, of course.
Oh yeah, right. Oh, I know you're a big fan of them.
Huge fan. Huge, huge fan. But that's really all I got for music. I really only pay attention to a couple people, of course, until I hear later on. Because, you know, you got a new Linkin Park album coming out. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that, of course.
Are you really?
But it's like, you know, things get pushed back so much, you know, this and that. It's like, all right. Yeah. So I take everything with a grain of salt. So that's really about it.
I know this news will tear you in half and break you apart.
Oh, here we go.
But it turns out that James Mercer, lead singer for The Shins, yeah. is very exhausted from his work on the new album for The Shins, so he's going to be taking a break from the band.
Oh, no.
And so the new album that was supposed to come out in early 2010, no idea when that's coming out.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I just read that a couple of days ago, and honestly, that pissed me right the hell off. Like, he's still releasing his album with Danger Mouse, was it? I can't remember who he was doing the album with. Danger Mouse. I think it was Danger Mouse. And yeah, he's still doing that, but he's not doing a new Shins album for some fucking reason. Which, it pisses me off, because that was the one album that I was looking forward to this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, for music for me, there's a band that I have loved for a long time called the Decemberists, but I had only listened to their two most recent albums until somebody told me you should go back and listen to their one of their earlier albums called Picaresque. And wow, that album is absolutely amazing. It just blends everything, like all the themes that I'm kind of familiar with, because they have this kind of like naval theme to a lot of their songs, like a love for the sea, and yeah, it's just a really like beautiful, well-written album, and it's got a really good song in it called The Mariner's Revenge Song, and yeah. It's just this 8-minute long epic kind of song. It's really good, and it's just about this guy taking revenge on another guy. It's really funny, and it's a really good song.
I'm actually really really happy you turned me on to them. I like them a lot.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, that's about it for music. I think other than me listening to a couple of old classics, I just started listening to Iggy Pop and the Stooges recently. And I love that song, Search and Destroy. It reminds me of the Vietnam War.
Hey man, I've been listening to a lot of John Legend.
Oh yeah, he's good.
I love John Legend. I really do.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's really all I've been listening to lately.
All right. Any movies you want to discuss?
You know, not really. I mean, everyone knows about Avatar and all that. Yeah. So
I think all I can say is to our, you know, one or two listeners, and to you, if you haven't seen it, go watch The Hurt Locker.
Really?
Yeah. I honestly think that movie deserves to win Best Oscar. And I think either the woman who directed it, Catherine Bigelow, or Quentin Tarantino, either of those two deserve to win Best Director. Because The Hurt Locker is just an amazing, amazing movie. And yeah, I mean, I just saw it again on Blu-ray yesterday, and it wowed me again. I wish I had seen that movie in theaters.
Really?
Yeah, it's
brilliant. Well, if you're that adamant about it, I'm probably going to have to check it out.
You should, and it is an amazing-looking Blu-ray as well. Yeah, so that's it. Oh, and a rumor. Do you watch The Office at all?
Yes, I do.
You know the guy who plays Jim?
Yes.
John, I think his name's John Krasinski.
John Krasinski, yeah.
Yeah, he is rumored to be on the short list to play Captain America.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And you know what? A lot of people are booing that kind of decision that he was even considered. But think about it. How many people were expecting that Michael Keaton would become Batman? Or that Robert Downey Jr. would become Iron Man? And I mean, I think that he could actually kind of pull it off. I think that would be if they picked him, I think it would be a good casting choice.
Yeah, you know, I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I think we're done for today.
Yes, okay. Yes, we are.
So from me, Baljo, and from you,
Josh.
That'll be it for today. This has been the Bodycast. Talk to you guys later.
See ya, body counters.